When I first started my business, I was jumping on Zoom calls at all hours of the day and night. Early mornings before the girls were up, late evenings after they'd gone to bed, weekends. I thought I was providing a great service. I thought being available was the point. What actually left me was tired and, dare I admit it, resentful. Not of my clients, but I was resentful of the business I had built. And I had built it that way on purpose. I just didn't know it yet. I'm Emily Rogers, and I'm a business and leadership coach based in Bangkok, working with women who are building something meaningful in this season of life. This episode is for honest conversations about what it takes to navigate transition, grow a business, and lead without burning yourself out in the process. Because here's the thing that nobody warns you about when you leave corporate to build something of your own. The identity that made you successful in that environment, it comes with you. The woman who said yes to every request, who took every project, who answered emails at 10 p.m. because that's what performance looked like, who measured her worth in output. She doesn't retire when you hand in your notice. She follows you right into the business. And because you're now the boss, there's nobody to tell her to stop. She just keeps going. Except now the Zoom calls are at your discretion. The deadlines are self-imposed and the pressure is entirely of your own making. It's not a character flaw, it's a pattern, and it replicates because without deliberate redesign, it's the only blueprint you've got. The hustle doesn't disappear when you leave corporate. It just changes address. When I look back at those early years, I wasn't building from clarity. I was building from fear. Fear that if I wasn't available, someone would choose a different coach. Fear that if I slowed down, I'd fall behind even before I'd started. Fear that the rest was something I hadn't yet earned. And I see this in the women I work with every week. They've left jobs that were exhausting them and they've brought the exhaustion with them. Because the exhaustion wasn't about the job, it was about the way they were working, the patterns underneath. Building a business from survival mode looks very organized. You have a full calendar, you're across everything, you're responding quickly, you're professional, and you're quietly running yourself into the ground. Because busyness can masquerade as momentum, and moving fast can feel like moving forward even when you're just spinning. A full calendar is not the same thing as a sustainable business. There's a fear that I've noticed that sits underneath the overwork and it doesn't get talked about enough. It's not the fear of failing, it's the fear of what happens when you stop. Because many of the women who land in this pattern have been moving at pace for so long that stopping feels dangerous. Like if you let yourself rest, you might not start again. Or you might realize that you're more tired than you've been admitting. Or you might start asking questions you don't quite know how to answer yet. There's also a particular fear for women at this stage of life, in midlife, who have built their identity around being the one who gets things done, being the capable one, being the reliable one. Slowing down can feel like stepping off that identity. And early in business, especially when everything still feels precarious, the instinct is to prove yourself by working harder, to earn the business you're building. But here's what I've learned. You don't earn sustainability by pushing past it. You don't earn rest by exhausting yourself first. That's not a reward system, it's a trap. Freedom without structure doesn't become freedom, it becomes overwhelm in different clothes. I learned this the hard way. Because when you're your own boss, the only person enforcing the boundaries is you. And if you haven't deliberately built those boundaries into the architecture of your business, they don't exist. Sustainable business design, it means a few things. It means your offers are built around your capacity, not your ambition alone. There's a difference between what you could technically deliver and what you can deliver consistently without running yourself dry. It means your schedule reflects your values and your life stage, not what someone else's business looks like, not what a launch strategy guide told you a productive week should contain. It means that you have clarity on what you're actually building and why. Because without that, every opportunity feels urgent. Nothing gets filtered. You say yes to things that don't fit. And you add things that don't serve. And the business, it literally gets heavier, and it means you've stopped designing your life around your business and you start designing your business around your life. That last one, it sounds simple, but it's genuinely hard to do without support. A sustainable business is not built by working harder. It's designed deliberately around who you are and how you want to live. If you've recognized yourself in any of this, I want you to know something. The fact you've built like a business that looks like your job doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It means you built it with the tools you had, and those tools have got you to here. But there is a question now. Do you want to keep using them, or do you want to pick up some different tools? Is your business designed around your life? Or are you designing your life around your business? What would need to change for the answer to shift? Take that question on your walk. Take that question to the shower tomorrow morning. I'm serious. The answer usually arrives when you're in that quiet moment. Is your business designed around your life? Or are you designing your life around your business? What would you need to change for that answer to shift? If this resonates with you and you're ready to talk about what comes next, I invite you to book a free conversation with me. You can grab the button on my website, theleaptolead.com, or you can explore more of my coaching services at theleaptolead.com/services.